We kick off 2019 the same way we kick off most New Year's, with resolutions. I think it's human nature to overreach on trying to improve ourselves, especially when we take our families into consideration. Each year, some of the most common resolutions include getting exercise, quitting smoking, losing weight, and something financial, maybe cutting spending or getting better at paying bills and so on. Statistics show that 25% of resolutions fail within a week, and almost half are broken within 6 months. Why is that? Do we overestimate our own abilities? Are we unwilling to make sacrifices and live without? There are probably multiple reasons why resolutions fail. For example, habits are extremely difficult to break, especially bad habits. Growing up, I was always told it took 30 consecutive days to break a habit. Now, I don't know where Mom got that, or whether it's even based in science, but I have to agree that in most cases, if I can avoid doing something for a month, it's almost automatic to go without it. And if I work hard at doing something for a month, it feels wrong to go without it. A month can seem like an eternity, though, especially in our instant gratification world. Another reason resolutions probably fail is cravings. We crave caffeine. We crave chocolate. We crave salt. These cravings can be biological, like people with protein deficiencies craving beans or nuts. But they can also be hormonal. Eating chocolate releases serotonin and dopamine in the body, giving you the same feeling as being in love. And who doesn't want to feel loved? Not only are you getting a dose of sugar, flavor, and texture, but you're getting instant affection at the same time. Choosing to walk away from all that is extremely difficult and makes kicking the habit almost impossible for the average person in a crowd. I am an expert at breaking resolutions. I try, mind you, but I fail. I find that when I do succeed at changing a behavior, it's because I was singularly focused on what I was looking to gain, not dwelling on what I was giving up. Last fall, I had the opportunity to take a hunting trip to Utah for the first time ever. I was not physically ready for a big game hunting trip that included camping at elevation and side-hilling with a backpack at 10,000 feet above sea level. Fortunately, after having lived out west decades ago, I knew what to expect, and I was able to keep my eyes firmly fixed on the goal, which was to be able to participate in the hunt without having medical issues or inconveniencing the others in my group. So, I instantly cut out fast food, ate more salads, and made other changes to my diet that helped me lose about 20 pounds. I also went in to my physical therapist and started a treatment regimen that included a cardio workout for 20 minutes three times a week, reaching 30 minutes four times a week by the time October rolled around. I made the trip, had a great time, and didn't need to be hauled off the mountain by a helicopter or ambulance. Sure, I was still old, fat, and slow, but I had improved my situation enough through sacrifice and hard work to enjoy myself. Now, before you stand and applaud, I should also tell you that I've almost completely regressed since returning from that trip. I've kept the weight off for the most part, at least until the holiday food season arrived, but working out had to stop because, well, I couldn't afford it, and because I got really busy, and because I wasn't as motivated to do it. So, I'm putting a goal back in front of myself, a spring turkey hunting trip to help me restore my motivation. I'm getting signed up at the high school to use the Asparis Community Fitness Center after school, because it's free, and I'm getting back in the habit of taking care of my cardiovascular fitness for my own sake and for the sake of my family. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.